just a few minutes, let's discuss the topic of Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzais. It's a beautiful shtickle here from the Minchas Osher. The Minchas Osher is a very famous Osher Zelig Weiss, a very, very famous, well-known Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. He's a big Magid Shir, big personality, very, very big following. What? He comes to America every month? Okay, he's a very, very, very chashuv person, very, very very popular. He has many, many svarim. I have here one of his svarim. This is what my father's sefer. My father has a whole set on the Chumash. So he has here in Parshas Vayera the sugya of Zrizim Makdimim Lemitz. Very beautiful chapter describing, going into detail, all the different lomish shailos v'nageya, the rules of Zrizim Makdimim Lemitz. That's Parshas Vayera. Has three mikoros for zrizim makdimim lemitzvahs. Does anyone want to guess what they are? Vayashkein Avraham Baboiker. But it says it twice, Rabbi Yisai.
Yes.
It says that expression twice. Once it says it will be more familiar by the Akedah, and the second time it said, the first time it says in the parasha is when he went to be mispalel for the people of Sidom after he was mispalel for the people of Sodom, and his tefillah was not accepted. When Hashem said, "I have to proceed," there are not 10 tzaddikim. So the next says, "Vayashkeim Avraham baboiker el hamokoyim asher omad sham es pnei Hashem." The psikta is a medrash. The psikta says that this is the primary source of zrizim akdimu lemitzvos. Psikta yalfina miparshas. I jumped ahead. This is the Yalkut. The Yalkut Shemani says this is the makar of Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzvahs Tzvilah. When Avraham davened, he didn't just get up 9 o'clock and stroll into shul 9:45, just in time for Chazor Sashatz, sneak in Chazor Sashatz. Avraham was there nice and early. Vayashkeim Avraham baboiker el hamokoyim asher omad sham es bnei Hashem. And who was he davening for, Rabbi Yisrael? He wasn't davening for himself, for children, for Sarah, for the Ta'ela Sarabim. He was davening for Rishohim, the Anshei Sidoim Chatoim. What is it? Anshei Roim V'Chatoim Me'oid. For these people, Hashem Me'oid, the terrible people. And for these people, he got up early in the morning. Vayashkeim Avraham baboiker, emphasize this point to teach us Zrizim Makdimim L'mitzvos Dukei HaTfilah. What is the more common makar for Zrizim Makdimim L'mitzvos? And that is the Akedah. The Akedah, which pretty much, what is the Akedah? Korbanos. Yitzhak was an oila tnila, Korbanos. What's the third makar? Hachnosas Orchim. This is the psikta. Vayimaher Avraham ha'oila el sara. Mahari. Mahari.
Shlosim kemach solas.
Kach.
Shlosim
kemach solas. Lushi vasiu gois. So, he brought in the three malachim, disguised as Arvoyim, Arabs, Arvoyim, whatever they are, Arvoyim, whatever it means, whatever, Arvoyim, people from the wilderness, and Vayimaher Avraham, he was swift, so you see when it comes to Achnosas Orchim, there's a din of Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzvais, so three Mikoyrois in one parasha, in fact, these are the only Mikoyrois. One parasha, Parashas Vayera, it repeats it 3 times, and the Darshanim say, you see, there's a din, Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzvos, Ben Adam Lachaveroi, Ben Adam Lamokoim, and you have to really finesse the different types of, Adam Lachaveroi is Achnosas Orchim, Ben Adam Lachaveroi, I guess you assume he was Mespalel for the people of Sodom, other people, Adam La'atzmai, between you and yourself, is the Akedah. Yeah, who is the one who was Avraham's Nisayim? Okay, Yitzhak also obviously, you know, Yitzhak is the one that lost his life, was going to lose his life for this, but the Elohim Nisah es Avraham. It was his personal Nisayim. So there are three dimensions in life. Adam La'atzmai, your own personal growth and development. Adam La'chaveroi, and between Adam La'mokim. Koyach HaTfilah is between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Stoim. He was spell for Stoim. That's Koyach. Between you, it's Tfilah. We're focusing on the fact that he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The guest, Adam L'Chaveroi. Akeda, Adam L'Atzmai. Three different dimensions of of Zrizim Makdimim Limitzves. The Akedah was a Nisoyon of Elokim Nisa Es Avraham. It was a personal development in his character, in his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to finesse it. You have to think about these three different examples. They represent. I'm giving you an incomplete idea. You have to finesse it to understand there are three different dimensions in this concept called Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzvahs. Now here's a shaila. Shaila is, when does Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzvahs begin? If you know that you have to be a Zoris, you have to make preparations. If the baby, if let's say a person has a child, so he has to be a Zoris. So when is the Bris Milah? The Bris Milah is supposed to take place l'chatchila as early as possible, an early minyan to make. That's the minute. The minyan is to make the Bris Milah early in the morning.
Except
so what? They didn't make it. Let's say there's a person that's already be Zoris the night before, or make hachonis, the baby is born. The moment the baby is born, right away you have an obligation midin zrizim makdimim lemitzvos to select the moel. The first thing you hear when the baby, mazel tov, you're a boy, you're a healthy boy, everything is good. Yeah. Right away the clock is ticking. Zrizim makdimim lemitzvos, you have a chiv to book a moel. You got to get a moel. You have to book him. You got to go rent a hall. You got to go get everything underway. You just technically you can't do it until the eighth day, but all of the obligations will fall upon you immediately as soon as you know there's a mitzvah. So the person said no such thing. The laws of Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvahs only begin when the zman of the mitzvah has already arrived. So technically speaking, if a baby is born, you have a baby, you have really no obligation to do anything until the eighth day. If you follow that game, you're in a lot of trouble, obviously. Right? You're in a lot of trouble. Oh, today's the eighth day. Oh, now I gotta get a moil. I gotta go get a hole. I gotta go get I gotta get food. I gotta go get food. Oh, make all these preparations. We have to also make it very soon. We have to have it right away. That, technically speaking, the mitzvah, the concept of Zrizim Akdimim Lemitzvah only begins when the mitzvah has arrived, not a moment before. What's the proof to this? Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, when does it begin? When the baby is 30 days old. Question, if a person gives, the baby is born, Mazel Tov, Abachar, immediately, before you go to the hospital to wish your wife a Mazel Tov, before you go to the Kohen, and you go to the Kohen and say, I had a baby boy, Abachar, I want you to be the Kohen. Here's the money, here are the five Siloyim. The Kohen says, you got to wait until it's 30 days, too early. So he says, let me give you the money now. Take the money now. Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs. And it'll be chal, al tanai, it'll be chal when the baby's doing this. So you already have it'll be chal at that moment in time. It works. A person can technically do that. You can do it. You can take the money right now.
You can do it?
You can, yeah, definitely. What do you do, Shalom Yolam? Bolo Yolam, the baby's here. What's Shalom Yolam? The baby's here.
The kid is not a
no, that's a suffix. Yeah, it's a cheskas chayim. It's an assumption the baby's going to live. That's a suffix. Yeah, that's a halacha. You don't do it about it. So since the mitzvah only begins the day 30, you should technically give the money right away. Zrizeh makdimim lemitzvahs. Give the money right away. Al tanai. And just say that the money should be chal when it's 30 days. Automatically, then it becomes that's when it's become yours. Midin penin aben. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. It's nonsense to do something like that. Why? Because Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzvahs only begins when the Zman Mitzvah is here. Since the Zman Mitzvah has not yet arrived, you don't do the Mitzvah until the Zman has arrived. The Zman has not arrived, therefore it's nonsense to start. Something arrived from Avram, by the Akedah. Vayashkem Avraham Babaker, Vayachavosh Es Chamoiroi. Why didn't he saddle the donkey the night before? If you're going on a trip, when do you fill up the car with gasoline? When do you get your car ready? Okay, you're going on vacation. You're going on vacation, first thing you're leaving first thing in the morning. When do you fill up the car? On the way to your vacation? No. You know, you go, you fill up the car the day before, the day 2 days before, you fill up the car. What?
The suitcase is full.
You do it before. You don't go fill up the car on the way there. So why did he saddle the donkey in the morning? He should have saddled the donkey the night before. Now everything begins, even the hachonas begin, even the hachonas of vayashkein of vayachavosh es chamaroi, even that begins right now in the morning of it. So this, it's true, it's not practical to wait to the very last minute when it comes to a mitzvah, but the nafkmina I gave you is by the pidyon haben. There are other nafkminas, but in the listen principle in the halacha, it's kedai to understand that it only begins when the zman mitzvah has arrived. Now I alone try to point out like a nafkmina to touch upon another topic which plays into this, and that is when they have a conflict between zrizim makdimin l'mitzvos and other principles in halacha. For example, zekeli v'anveil. Let's talk about classic shaila of kiddush levana. When do we do kiddush levana? So it's the minhag yisrael by many to do it mitzvos Shabbos. Why mitzvos Shabbos? Because you're in a good mood. Why are you in a good mood? Because you're wearing Shabbos clothing, and you're mavusim, you've bathed, and you have good food. You're in the proper frame of mind to do a kiddush levana mitzvah Shabbos. During the week, you're running here, there, you're fatracht. You're not in the frame of mind to properly do a kiddush levana. We're not in the frame of mind any time this man has to do it. But at least theoretically, you're in a much better frame of mind to do a mitzvah Shabbos. On the other hand, zrizim makinim lemitzvos. The zman has arrived. If you hold 3 days, 3 days, 7 days, whatever you hold, the zman is here. So do it before a conflict. So what do you do when you have a conflict between zrizim makinim lemitzvos and zekeli v'anveim? The truth is, this is a very big machlokes, and it touches upon many different issues. One of the issues that it touches upon is a din of zrizim makinim lemitzvos a din de oraisa, or is it a din de rabbana? This is another very big topic in the achrayim. Is it a de oraisa or a de rabbana? Zrizim makdinim lemitzvos. So that's another layer. Maybe the din zrizim makdinim lemitzvos is a din. Is it a din de oraisa or is it a din de rabbana? Because vayashem lefar amar v'min. It's a chiluk of the mitzvah. When the Torah tells you to do tayag mitzvos, it's not only the tayag mitzvos, but it's a chiluk, it's a din de oraisa. So this is the shah. The shah is an interesting tesis in Rabbi Elazar de Mila. Rabbi Elazar de Mila discussed this, as we mentioned this before. A person is a baby on Shabbos. So Taisva says, what happens if the Gemara says, what happens if there is no, they didn't make the hachanas before Shabbos? So you can bring the knife. A non-Jew can bring the knife, to the baby, to the home where the baby, where the bris milah will take place. Taitzis asks a question: Why not bring the baby to the mile? And because he holds in that case, there's no malacha deraisa. Chai noiseyas asmo. So Taitzis gives a few answers. One is no, it's not true. There is chai, there's a baby infant. One of the answers that Taitzis gives is that it's much faster. Even though it's taka true, theoretically, if you bring the baby to the moel, there'll be no chil Shabbos. Here, bringing the baby to the moel, you can construct a situation where there's no chil Shabbos d'oraisa. Going, taking the knife to the moel is a chil Shabbos d'oraisa. But going the baby to the moel is no chil Shabbos d'oraisa. But taking the baby to the goy will take for sure much longer. Because the baby is very delicate, and the mother has to come along, and you have to make a lot of hachanas, the bris will be delayed. Better be machal Shabbos and have the goy bring the knife to the baby, or maybe in some situation bring the knife to the baby, because it will accelerate the process of the bris milah. So achrayim wondering a raya from this taisis. Tais obviously holds that zrizim makdimim lemitzvos din deraisa. Because you couldn't say that, you could not use this svara to explain why you're lighting Mechalal Shabbos to a goy, or at least a Amir Yaakov, should not be a consideration if it's not a degree of a deraisa. Because over here you're getting in value, you're using this to allow you to do a much more severe violation of halacha. How can you use the principle of Amir of Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvahs in order to allow you to do a more severe violation of halacha if this Zrizim is only a minog, it's only a din d'rabban, it's only a nice thing to do? The fact that Taisus uses this as something that's so powerful to allow you to do, when you have a choice of doing different types of malachas, to do something that's much more serious, it can only make sense if you hold Zrizim Akdimim Lemitzvahs is de'oraisa. Isn't that amazing? A hinder mitzvah, is hider mitzvah zeh keli v'anveyu, having a nicer esrog. What frame of mind you're in when you do a mitzvah, is that a deraisa? Also a topic of discussion, not necessarily having a nicer esrog, is that's a din deraisa zeh keli v'anveyu? Prove it. Not necessarily. It seems that Zrizan Akdim Lemitzvah is more powerful than the laws of Hidr Mitzvah. So that would imply that a person should indeed do Kiddush Levana ASAP and not wait until Mitzvah Shabbos when he's in a better frame of mind. But not everyone agrees to this principle, obviously. Some do. This is a Machlokes HaPaiskim. Different preferences, different considerations. Some do, some do not. Most of us follow the opinion that no, Hidr Mitzvah is more significant than Zrizim Akdim. That's why we wait until Mitzvah Shabbos. Another classic shaila is a person has in front of him an Eshrug that's not so ay, but it's definitely kosher. If he'll wait until 3 o'clock in the afternoon when his friend comes over to show him his Eshrug, he'll have the most exquisite Eshrug later in the day. Should he wait until 3 o'clock in the afternoon to make a bracha on an Eshrug that's mechudar, or make a bracha on an Eshrug that's not mechudar right now early in the morning? That's also part of the Shaila. What has more Kedima? Another dilemma, what about Shlichus? I can do the mitzvah right now by myself, or in a way that's not so good, shvach. It's not going to be mehudar. But if I'll wait until later in the afternoon, I can do it through a shaliach. Who won't do it so good. Who will do it better. So here you're adding into the mix another element of how does Zrizim Magdimim Mitzvos play out against Shlucho Shel Adam Kamos. Let's say the other way around. Let's say I can do it right now, early in the morning, right now, immediately. I'll be Mekayim the Din Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzvos by having my agent do it for me. Or I'll do it myself later in the afternoon. Right, let's say I'm not available. I'm a child. Bris Milah. So I'm out of town. I'm a business. So I can have a moil do the Bris Milah 6 o'clock in the morning. He'll do it. Or I'm also a moil, but I'm first coming home 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I can do it myself 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but I'm not going to have Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzos. Having it done Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzos, but not be done by myself, have it being done Al Yidei Shalichos. So everyone agrees, Ein Edoimer, doing it yourself, to doing it by a Shliach. Shliach is a beautiful thing, it works. But a person who does the mitzvah himself, that's a very significant upgrade in the mitzvah. It's not a Dida, it's a different concept. There's something called Zeh Keli V'Anveyu, and there's something called Mitzvah Bo Yoyser Mibishluchai. So when that is in conflict with Zrizim Agdimim LeMitzvahs, which one wins? This is an unresolved dilemma, as the dilemma of Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. And then when you want to put these two together, sometimes you do it yourself. If I'll do it myself, it will be better than if I'll do it through a Shliach. But the shliach is Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvos. Or you can change the variables around in different ways. These are all very big dilemmas, which there is no answer. And what is done is, it all depends on the big picture. Every situation is different, and you have to make an educated decision based upon weigh all of the issues. Each one seemingly carries weight, and no one of Mitzvah Bo Yosem B'Shlucho Zekeli V'Anveyu Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvos in and of itself, and the other factors. Maybe it's cloudy, this will happen, that will happen. All of these things have different factors which are important and relevant to the laws of Zeh Keli. Other ideas. Let me just see if I forgot something over here. One other quick thing, one interesting shaila. I want to show the shaila. A person's in jail. He's locked up in prison. It's Nogei Halachol Mais. This happens. This happens today. They get people in prison, even today. Rahman Litzlan. They let them out. They let them out for a day, for a week, for a weekend. They let them go home. Some see us. They let persons in a minimum security prison. They committed a crime, white collar crime. So he's there for a long time. They let him home for Yom Tov. They negotiate. You can go for Yom Tov. You can go for Hanukkah. They let them out, but you can't abuse. They give these people. They give them. They have to, you know, they embrace whatever. They give them like a day or two to go home with their family for a simcha, whatever it is. But you can't abuse it. They only give you, you know, very rarely. Should the person take advantage and do it immediately for a dvar mitzvah, or should he wait for a significant mitzvah? They're going to let me out. I can go out now for this Shabbos Kodesh. I can dine with a minion. I can have, you know, sue the Shabbos, or I can wait 2 months for Yom Kippur. I can have both. I can either go have a regular Shabbos, enjoy a regular Shabbos and shul. It's a mitzvah, a lot of mitzvahs, or Yom Kippur. Or what about Rosh Hashanah versus Yom Kippur? Or what about Rosh Hashanah? So you could argue this is a more chashuv adat, Yom Kippur. I can be back in full Yom Kippur. The government will let me go on for Yom Kippur. But maybe it's Kedai Zri Zimak Dinim Lemitzvahs. Mitzvah Bo Liyotcha Al Tachlitzena. If they're giving me, I can go now for have a Shabbos, to be home Shabbos Kodesh. So maybe, where do you draw the line of Zri Zimak Dinim Lemitzvahs Nuregea, something which is more choshev? It's a very hard question. It's a very significant question. Difficult question. I lose a Maishah, this goes like Hanukkah Shuvah, where a person was in prison. And the king said, you can go out for one, you can do any mitzvah, you can do anything. So he said, I want immediately. Why? Tefillin. I want to be able to put on tefillin. Because I don't want to delay, even one day out till. Oh, but if I'll stay, I can go out in a month from now for Yom Kippur and this and that. Doing the mitzvah of tefillin today is more important than worrying what's going to be Yom Kippur 3 months from now. That's an extreme case. In prison, they let you wear tefillin. I'm just giving you an extreme example of where do you draw the line between Zrizim Akdimim Lemitzos versus Adavar Choshuv later on in time. Okay, have a wonderful day.